I'm Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. San Rafael is adjusting to sea level rise. A Google engineer is caught stealing. Super Bowl planners prepare for the presence of more ICE officers. Alameda County authorizes ice-free zones. And Rosie the Riveter might be added to the name of a bridge. In San Rafael, a new city feasibility study outlines long-term infrastructural solutions for flood protections in the canal neighborhood east of the city, but none of them would be ready for at least a decade. The study examines three main approaches: building higher flood walls and levees, installing a tidal gate in the canal, or raising the land along the edge through large-scale redevelopment. Estimated costs range from about $700 million to nearly $2 billion. San Rafael's canal district was built on a former tidal marsh, which is subsiding. January king tides and storms flooded the streets and stranded residents and cars. The study does include a list of actions that could be done right away, including reinforcing the shoreline edge, restoring tidal marshes, upgrading pumps, and improving emergency preparedness. A former Google engineer has been convicted in San Francisco of stealing artificial intelligence trade secrets for China. A federal jury found 38-year-old Lingwei Ding guilty on 7 counts of economic espionage and 7 counts of theft of trade secrets. Prosecutors say Ding stole more than 2,000 pages of confidential AI information while working at Google in 2022 and 23. He uploaded the material to his personal cloud account and then later downloaded it to his own computer. Authorities say he secretly affiliated with 2 China-based tech companies and told investors he could replicate Google's AI systems. Ding faces a maximum sentence of 10 years in prison for each count of theft and 15 years for each count of economic espionage. Silicon Valley leaders are warning about possible violence involving federal agents as the region prepares security for next week's Super Bowl. Representative Zoe Lofgren and Sam Liccardo joined immigration advocates at a news conference Thursday. They were joined by San Jose Mayor Matt Mahan and Santa Clara County Sheriff Bob Johnson. They addressed concerns about possible immigration and customs enforcement activity during the February 8th game at Levi's Stadium. Immigration advocates say the county has already seen a lot of targeted enforcement. The Rapid Response Network hotline receives more than 120 calls on some days. The network is deploying legal observers around the stadium. Sheriff Johnson says he has no confirmation that ICE will be present and reiterated the county does not cooperate with federal immigration enforcement. The Alameda County Board of Supervisors has unanimously approved new ordinances aimed at protecting residents from an intensifying federal immigration crackdown. The measures were authored by Supervisor Nikki Fortunato Boss. County staff is directed to create an immigration enforcement response plan and establish ICE-free zones on county-owned and county-controlled properties. That includes parking lots, vacant lots, garages, and non-public areas of county buildings. The ICE-free zones will prohibit federal agents from using county properties as staging areas for civil immigration enforcement. A group of elected representatives and local leaders met last week at the Rosie the Riveter World War II Homefront National Historic Park in Richmond. They gathered to discuss the idea of adding a second commemoration to the John F. McCarthy Memorial Bridge, commonly known as the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge. The McCarthy Memorial signage would remain the same and be restored. The reflective sign that says Richmond-San Rafael Bridge is the one that would bear a commemoration to Rosie the Riveter. Supporters say the change could boost education, tourism, and recognition of women workers who powered Bay Area shipyards during World War II. Nearly half of the nation's cargo ships were built here during the war. Any change would require approval from the California legislature and the consent of the McCarthy family. A bill would need to be introduced by the end of February to move forward this year. No final decisions have been made on signage or wording. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on those stories, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.